Hey, it's Tax Scripts Time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from George in the Tax Scripts Forum with an interesting question. George asks, has there been any further guidance on the IRS memo number 2009-11007, dated November 24, 2008, released on March 13, 2009, it's relative to applying the $1 million limit per property as opposed to per taxpayer on mortgage interest. This has become a big issue in states like California and, interestingly, has not received that much attention. Well, George, that is an interesting question. And for a second there, reading your question, I got excited. I thought you meant somebody could deduct the mortgage interest on loans up to $1 million for each house they owned. Well, it turns out the memo limits the $1 million to all people who own a specific house. In other words, if two people own a house with a $1.5 million mortgage, they can't each deduct the interest on up to $750,000 of the loan. They may each only deduct interest on, say, $500,000, or one of them may deduct the interest on $1 million while the other deducts nothing. Well, I was looking around yesterday to see if there was anything new about this and don't see anything. You're right about the lack of attention. I wasn't familiar with this chief counsel memo, but reading it, somehow it appeared to me to be more specifically related to this particular instance than all people. It appears that only one of them are making the payments anyway. I was wondering if this can't be overcome in other instances where each owner does have proportionate risk of loss, makes contributions to the down payment and to the monthly payments, and perhaps even title in common. There is an excellent analysis of a potential way to overcome the limitations on LinkedIn by a CPA, Kay Chin. It may be risky. If IRS feels you're taking too aggressive a position, you could face penalties. Will your client pay them? The other concern? When you take an excessively aggressive position, it may be referred to IRS's Office of Professional Responsibility to start an investigation into your practice. It could cost you your license, so build a foundation before you take this position. On the other hand, if you take this position, you can fight your case through the courts. This is not law. It's an interpretation of the law. The courts do not always agree with IRS's interpretations, and the courts are not bound by IRS regulations or memos. The court will go back to the Internal Revenue Code and the congressional meetings to determine the intent of the law. You can, too. In this case, I think it's really worth a fight if your client can afford it. The chief counsel memo really sounds as if it were specifically issued to someone who added an owner just to be able to spread the interest expense. I didn't get the sense the second person was a real owner, did you? And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about mortgage interest and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.